Hi everyone, I am delighted to continue our journey together as we now enter chapter 10 of our agribusiness presentation, Rural Development and Social Enterprises in Agribusinesses. Over the past chapters, we have understood how agriculture is not just about crops, markets or technology, but also shaping lives and creating opportunities. This chapter brings us to the heart of that purpose, how agribusiness can transform rural communities not just economically, but socially and culturally. As well, when we talk about rural development, we are essentially talking about people, their livelihoods, their dignity, and their aspirations. Agriculture has always been the backbone of rural India, but today, agribusiness is giving its new dimension. It is opening doors for farmers to become entrepreneurs, for villages to become centers of innovation, and for communities to stand on their own with pride. At the same time, we will also explore the role of social enterprises. Businesses that are driven not only by profit, but by purpose. These are the ventures that ensure that while the farmer earns more, the soil remains healthy, while employment grows, migration reduces, and while markets expand, communities remain strong and cohesive. Through this chapter, we will walk through the economic impacts, the social transformations, the policy support, the sustainability changes, and the digital and industrial shifts that are reshaping rural agribusinesses. With that, let us begin by looking at the social and economic impacts of rural agribusiness and how they form the foundation of inclusive growth. When we look at rural agribusiness, the first thing that strikes us is how deeply it is tied up to both the social fabric and the economic engine of rural communities. Agribusiness is not just about producing food. It is about generating livelihoods, sustaining families, and creating stability in areas where opportunities are often scarce. Economically, agribusiness injects life into local economies by creating employment and diversifying income sources. For example, a farmer who once relied only on seasonal crops can now benefit from food processing, packing, or even export opportunities. This diversification provides resilience against the ups and downs of weather and market prices. It ensures that even when one crop fails, another stream of income keeps the family afloat. We have seen cooperatives where women once confined to unpaid household chores now earn a steady income through value-added food products, transforming not just their financial position, but all their social standing as well. Socially, rural agribusiness acts as a stabilizer. It strengthens communities by providing reasons for young people to stay back in villages rather than migrating to cities. It builds trust and cooperation when farmers come together in collective enterprise. And most importantly, it reinforces food security, ensuring that rural households are not only producers, but also consumers of nutritious, affordable food. Thus, agribusiness stands at the intersection of progress and purpose, raising communities while also knitting rural communities closer together. As we move ahead, let us look more closely at one of its strongest economic contributions, the ability to create jobs and diversify income. One of the most visible ways rural agribusiness transforms lives is through job creation. Farming alone can no longer absorb the entire workforce of rural India, but agribusiness extends opportunities beyond the fields. From cold chain logistics to packing units, from food processing plants to rural retail outlets, every step in the value chain opens. Employment for local youth. These jobs not only reduce unemployment, but also bring back a sense of dignity and stability for families that once struggled for daily wages. At the same time, agribusinesses creates a powerful tool for income diversification. A farmer is no longer bound by the uncertainty of raw produce sales. By processing tomatoes into a puree, or branding honey under a local label, or linking mangoes to export markets, new streams of income are unlocked. In Maharashtra's Konkan belt, farmer groups that began producing cashew nut byproducts saw incomes double simply because they shifted from selling raw nuts to branded packaged kernels. This diversification cushions farmers from the shocks of crop failures and price crashes, ensuring a steady livelihood. By combining job creation with income diversification, agribusiness builds an economy that is not only larger, but also stronger and more resilient. As we reflect on these gains, the next natural question is, how do farmers connect to these opportunities? This brings us to the role of market access and integration. For decades, smallholder farmers were trapped in a cycle of local markets and middlemen. Their produce rarely reached beyond a few kilometers and their margins were thin. Rural agribusiness changes this equation by giving farmers a gateway to larger markets. Through collective farming models, digital marketplaces, and direct supply chains, small farmers are now integrated into national or even global value chains. This access ensures that their products, whether organic vegetables, specialty spices, or dairy items, can fetch higher prices in urban supermarkets or international markets. Imagine a farmer in a small village who once sold turmeric at wholesale prices. Today, with agribusiness linkages, that same turmeric can reach global buyers as branded organic powder at 3 times the price. Integration into wider markets also allows rural producers to capture export opportunities. India's basmati rice and Alfonso mangoes are prime example of how rural agribusiness creates foreign exchange earnings while boosting incomes in villages. These linkages are more than just businesses, they represent empowerment. When a farmer sees this produce travel across states or countries, it still instills pride and motivation to keep innovating. Thus, agribusiness not only opens market but also connects rural communities with wider economy, making them true participants in growth. And as these opportunities expand, another social shift takes place, the reduction of migration and strengthening of community bonds. Migration has been one of the most painful realities in rural India. Families are often torn apart as men travel to cities in search of work, leaving behind women, children, and elders. Agribusinesses addresses this by creating a viable livelihoods close to home. When people find dignified work in their villages, whether in food processing units, cooperative dairies, or rural service centers, the need to leave diminishes. This not only preserves family structure, but also strengthens the social fabric of rural India. Equally important is the way agribusiness fosters community cohesion. Many models are based on cooperation. Farmers pooling land for collective cultivation, women forming self-help group to run enterprises, or villages jointly investing in storage and processing infrastructure. The shared ventures build trust, encourage knowledge sharing, and spread prosperity across households, rather than concentrating it in a few hands. For example, in Gujarat's dairy cooperatives, the spirit of collective ownership created not just wealth, but also pride, unity, and a sense of belonging. By reducing migration and strengthening the community bonds, agribusinesses ensure that rural development is not just about economic numbers, but about human connections and stability. And when communities are stable, they naturally begin to demand and build better infrastructure, which leads us to our next theme. As agribusinesses takes root in villages, it sparks a transformation in infrastructure that benefits everyone. Improved roads and transport systems are among the first visible changes. With smoother access, farmers can move inputs like seeds and fertilizers quickly and send their produce to markets without costly delays. This reduces wastage, lowers transportation costs, and links villages to urban centers. Another crucial impact is the development of storage facilities. Post-harvest losses have long plagued farmers, often forcing them to sell crops at throwaway prices. With modern warehouses and cold storage, farmers can now time the market better, hold produce longer, and earn fairer returns. Onion farmers in Nasik, who earlier had distressed sales, are now able to store their produce and release it when prices stabilize. Lastly, communication infrastructure has become a silent yet powerful enabler. With internet connectivity and mobile networks expanding, rural producers gain access to weather forecast, market prices, and even digital marketplaces. A young farmer in a small village can now sell produce online or consult an expert remotely, opportunities unimaginable a decade ago. These infrastructure improvements are not isolated. They ripple across health, education, and overall rural quality of life. And yet, as infrastructure grows, we must also consider the environmental responsibilities that come with expansion, a theme we will explore next. While agribusiness has the power to transform rural economies, it also comes with responsibilities. Growth cannot be sustainable if it depletes the very resources it depends on. One of the foremost challenges is soil health. Continuous monocropping and excessive chemical use strip the land of fertility. To ensure long-term productivity, practices like crop rotation, organic manures, and biofertilizers must be adopted. A farmer who once relied only on urea finds his soil turning hard and unresponsive by shifting to organic compost. The same soil regains life within a few seasons. Equally critical is water management. Agriculture is the largest consumer of fresh water in India, and inefficient irrigation drains rivers and aquifers. The introduction of drip irrigation in states like Maharashtra has shown that water use can be cut by half while yields actually increase. If adopted widely, such technologies can secure the future of both farming and drinking water. Finally, biodiversity preservation is vital. Hedgerows, native trees, and pollinators like bees and butterflies are often destroyed in the rush for intensive farming. Yet, they are the silent workers of agriculture. Without them, ecosystems collapse. By preserving biodiversity, we are not just protecting nature, but ensuring that the farming systems remain resilient to pests and climate change. So as we celebrate the economic and social wins of agribusiness, we must also recognize that true development is possible only when it is in harmony with nature. Now, let us see how policy support strengthens this effort. Policies act as the scaffolding on which rural enterprises can grow. Without them, many initiatives struggle to scale. In India, schemes like Startup India have opened doors for young entrepreneurs in rural areas, offering mentorship, legal support, and funding access. Suddenly, a farmer's son in the village can dream of running a food tech startup with the same confidence as his urban counterpart. Another impactful program is the PM formalization of micro food processing enterprise, PMFME. By offering technology upgrades, marketing support, and credit, it gives small businesses the tools to become competitive. We see rural women running pickling units or millet processing ventures who now with this support can sell to supermarkets rather than just local bazaars. Equally important is the National Rural Livelihood Mission, which strengthens self-help groups and enhances skill development. These groups have empowered thousands of women, turning them into entrepreneurs who not only earn but also lead. Together, these policies reduce barriers, build confidence, and create an enabling ecosystem for rural agribusiness. They show that government, when aligned with grassroots efforts, can be a true partner in progress. But policy alone cannot transfer rural life. What makes the biggest difference is when the industry, technology, and people work together, a shift we call rural industrialization and digital inclusion. Imagine a rural community where farmers not only grow crops, but also process them in small local units, package them with modern branding, and sell them through online platforms. This is the vision of rural industrialization combined with digital inclusion. Rural industrialization brings value addition close to the source. Instead of raw tomatoes traveling hundreds of kilometers, they can be turned into puree or ketchup in the village facility, creating jobs and retaining profits locally. This reduces wastage and maximizes return. Small-scale manufacturing around agro products can also ensure that you do not leave villages, because opportunities come to them. At the same time, digital inclusion is bridging gaps that once seemed impossible. Digital finance allows a farmer to receive payments instantly. Digital markets let them sell directly to consumers, and advisory platforms provide expert knowledge on weather or crop care. Even in remote areas, mobile phones have become the new link between the farmer and the world. The combined outcome is transformative. Industrial growth and digital access raises income, improves healthcare, and opens up education. A child in a farming family today has a far greater chance of continuing school because the family has stable earnings and access to digital tools. This blend of industry and technology is laying the foundation of a modern rural economy. And as we conclude, let us bring together all the lessons of this chapter in our key takeaways and next steps. As we step back and look at the larger picture, a few clear lessons emerge. First, rural agribusiness must continue to strengthen sustainable practices. Eco-friendly farming, careful water use, and biodiversity preservation are not optional. They are essential for survival and growth. Second, the sector needs policy and financial support that goes beyond announcements. Affordable credit, simple compliances, and targeted government schemes can accelerate entrepreneurship in rural areas. When policies reach the grassroots, they change lives. Third, the future of agribusiness lies in community models and digital integration. Cooperative efforts ensure that benefits are widely shared, while digital tools connect even the smallest farmer to the national and global markets. This dual approach not only builds economic resilience, but also fosters social equity. Taken together, these steps point towards a rural economy that is vibrant, inclusive, and sustainable. An economy where farmers are not seen as vulnerable producers, but also as empowered entrepreneurs shaping the food systems of tomorrow. As we close this chapter, let us remember that the agribusiness is more than commercial venture. It is a pathway to dignity, stability, and prosperity for millions of rural families. By aligning profit with purpose and growth with sustainability, we can ensure that rural development becomes not just a policy goal, but a lived reality. Thank you for joining me on this journey. With this foundation, we are ready to move into chapters 11 and 12, where we will continue exploring the deeper layers of agribusiness. This is Vaibhav Saman from Rewasa Farms.